That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it right there. Get in the habit of being here. Don't let it be a first Sunday thing. Amen. But look at somebody, tell them, you need what we get here. You need it. You need it. Do not neglect the fellowship of the saints. Amen. Coming together. Together. Understanding that there's the importance of fellowship and one with another. Sometimes you know what the enemy will do? He will try to keep you home because he wants you to make you feel like you're the only one going through what you're going through. So a lot of times when you are under attack, you will find yourself telling yourself, I'm just gonna stay in because I just don't have it to go to church. But let me tell you this. When you feel that attack, you need to do everything you can to push through to make sure you get to the house of God, because God's going to help give you what you need to make it through the rest of the week. Amen? And I just want to encourage somebody. Let this be the year that you ain't 50 on God. Amen. But let's be 100 with God this year. Amen? Amen. I know. Y'all, so now looking at me like, Dad, Rev, I'm here, though. I want you to stay here. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I want to see you every Sunday. Amen. Turn to Matthew, the 17th chapter. Matthew 17, verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 20. It says, he replied, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Look at somebody, tell them, as we preach on this first Sunday, my body got to move this mountain. Tell somebody, my body got to move this mountain. My body. Gotta move this. Now, as I sat and thought about this new year in 2019, thought about what it means to us, as this is the year that we are deemed the year of mountain moving faith. And as I began to think and pray and contemplate and talk to God about what we would share on this Sunday, talking about this whole mountain moving faith, and God had me first begin to think about mountains in general. In other words, what exactly is a mountain? The Oxford English Dictionary defines a mountain as a natural elevation of the earth's surface, rising more or less abruptly to the adjacent elevation. It's impressive and is or notable. Surrounding and having an altitude which is higher than normal. Mountains are generally less preferable for human habitation than lowlands because mountains have harsh weather and they have lowlands that make it hard and difficult for human habitation, because it is difficult to grow suitable agriculture, mountains. And many may be asking this morning on this first Sunday of 2019, Rev, why the geographical lesson in the middle of the church service? Why do you feel that defining a mountain is necessary? And I share with you or tell you that because how can we move or have mountain moving faith, and we don't even have a clue to what a mountain really is? How can you move something that you don't even know about? So, as we are attempting to have faith that can move mountains, it's important to know to all of us that mountains, they are gigantic. They are enormous. They don't just carved up, but they are formed over time. Mountains are so big that they keep us from being able to see what's on the other side. Mountains must be climbed to get over them, must be walked around to get behind them, because mountains are created unexpectedly. They show up in places that we don't always expect a mountain to be. Mountains make it hard to live life without constant and continuous struggle due to their inability to support sustainable and suitable growth. I hope that by now, Brother Struthers, y'all realize that the mountains I am now talking about aren't the ones that can be seen on the National Geography Channel, but these are the mountains that can physically be seen and are personalized. Mountains of sickness, mountains of financial issues, mountains of family drama and challenges, mountains of depression, mountains of unforgiveness, mountains of unfulfilled dreams and visions that still have not come to pass. I'm talking about mountains that require faith to move them. Mountains that have been around for so long that they have become stationary and immobile. They seem like they just ain't going nowhere. Mountains that are there when we wake up, and mountains that still greet us in beds when we go to sleep at night. I'm just wondering this morning if there's anybody here that needs to move a mountain. I'm just trying to find three folks. Raise their hand. One, two, three. They got some mountains that decided to follow you into 2019. But you refused in this year to allow them to keep taking up residence in your life. Well, I just want to tell those three, I got good news. Jesus reminds us that we actually have the capacity to get these mountains out of our way. The thing I appreciate about the text is that it tells us that a little bit of faith, matter of fact, the faith the size of a mustard seed, can go a long way into helping us move a mountain that's directly in front of us. This is what I love about this text and what Jesus says. Jesus says, Jesus does not say that if we have faith that we can climb a mountain. He does not say if we have just enough faith that we can walk around the mountain. He don't even say that if we got just a teeny incident of faith that we can face a mountain. But he actually tells us that if you got a little bit, you can tell whatever mountains in your life to move, relocate from here, moving the mountain means that we can get rid of some things without all the effort required if we just got enough faith. It means that what's been around longer than we like and took years to form can be gone in a matter of moments. Tell somebody, my body got to move this mountain. My body got to. Why is he saying my body got to move this mountain? Because I believe that in order for us to have mountain-moving faith in 2019, it will require us to activate faith in three areas of our bodies. All three of these parts of the body, I believe, have to be aligned and in agreement so that we can have the faith to move whatever mountains we are facing. So now the question is, what are those three parts of the body? I am so glad you asked. There's three parts because I got 3 points. First thing you got to understand, if you're going to move a mountain in 2019, we need to use our eyes to see it. Tell somebody, your first body thought is your eyes. Let me tell you the challenge with a mountain. The challenge with a mountain is its size. It is no way to lose something that you visually see as bigger than you. So that's why a mountain challenges our faith, because we have to move past what we realistically are seeing. We cannot think like the mountain is a figment of our imagination. So it's impossible to pretend like we don't see the mountains that we've got right in front of us. And not only do we see the mountain, but we also have to deal with the fact that mountains are strategically placed. Why? Because they need to keep us from seeing what's on the other side of it. So most mountains that are in our lives try to have us so focused on the mountain that we forget that there are promises and blessings and miracles on the other side of the mountain. Tell somebody, you got to see it. You see, you got to be careful, because sight is tricky. Sight is deceptive. Sight is misleading. So we have to retrain our eyes to not physically see, but spiritually see. We have to put on glasses of faith with a +3 prescription of conviction, confidence, and certainty. Don't be consumed by the size of the mountain, but remind yourself of the size of your God. This is not our first mountain, and it will not be our last mountain. But we have watched God move mountains before. Mountains that just up and disappeared. Mountains that were not only moved, but migrated to another location. Mountains that were present one day, and when we woke up the next day, they were gone. I'm talking about, we serve a God that is not constrained by mountains, because God is the one who creates mountains. Amos 4:13 says, he who forms the mountains, who creates the wind, who reveals his thoughts to mankind, who turns dawn to darkness and treads on the heights of the earth, the Lord God Almighty is his name. If he created it, he can move it. So the faith we had to move the mountain is caused not by the mountain we see, but by the God we serve. Not by what is in our way, but who we know will make a way. Not by the challenge in front of us, but in the God that is above us. That's why we are reminded in the scripture to look to the hills and not at the hills. Because our help doesn't come from the view of the hills, but our help comes from the presence of the Almighty God that is over the hills. The mountain can't faze you, because God is still over your mountain. Tell somebody, just look to God. That's what you need to look to. You got to have eyes to move the mountain. The second thing you got to have is you got to learn that in order to move it, we need mouths to speak it. Second thought he taught. Tell somebody, watch your mouth. Second thought of body. Helps us move down is our mouth. Matter of fact, it is right here in the text. The Bible says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain. Didn't say you can wish it. Didn't say you can think it. Didn't say you could wonder it. But it suggests that we can say it, speak it, address it, and the mountain will move. So your mouth is a part of the answer or the problem. Okay. So it is clear that there's power in the words that we are speaking to our mountains, because the mountain is commanded to do whatever we do or do not tell it to do. If we engage in conversations that are counterproductive to the moving of our faith, then it will be counterproductive to the moving of our mountains. If we are constantly preoccupied with words that promote worrying, complaining, and stressing, our mountains will look at us with blank stares, and they will not relocate. If we are calling on our friends to co-sign on our excuses instead of calling on God to co-sign on his promises, We will watch as mountains keep on growing larger while casting shadows that cause us more fear. Tell somebody there's a flip side. The flip side is that if we talk to our mountains, share with them that they are no longer allowed to hang around, they will begin to grow feet and run away. If we declare to our mountains that they have an expiration date and are no longer welcome, then those mountains will begin to shift out of our situations. I believe we all want a good life, whatever good means to you. Unfortunately, what we are actually saying out of our mouths doesn't always reflect what it is that we're feeling in our hearts. Proverbs 18:21 says that the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. If words have power, that means everything we say is shaping the lives that we live. We may not feel it or see it in that minute we speak it, that those words are planting seeds. And seeds that get planted at some point will reap the harvest of the seed that was planted. Tell somebody, watch what you're saying. Isaiah 55:11 says, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return in the empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. It is an elementary truth that every word has an assignment. Every word that comes out of your mouth got to do something. It is going to build or break. It is going to help or hurt. It is going to assist or assassinate. It is going to develop or demolish. There is not a word that we speak that is not being sent to do what it was assigned to do. You got to be careful how you speak to your mountain. You want it to move? Tell it to move. You want to see it gone? Tell them you got to go. You want to see it disappear? Tell it, you don't belong here no more. I don't know who I'm talking to that got mountains in your life, but stop co-signing with your mountain and tell your mountain that you don't belong here no more. You gotta go. Whatever that mountain is, you gotta talk to it. A simple question we should be asking ourselves is, what are we speaking to our mountains? What are we actually saying about our mountains? How do we converse about our mountains? What are we talking to others about our mountains? You ought to tell your mountain, mountain, you can't stay here no more. So, two thoughts about it. One, eyes to see it. Two, a mouth to speak it. Last thing, last part of the body that we need is that we need feet to walk it out. Because no matter how much we see it with our eyes, no matter how many times we speak it with our mouths, at some point, you got to walk it out with your feet. Okay. Faith without works is dead. But can I tell you that work has still got to be connected to our faith, because work without faith does not require God. In other words, the work to move the mountain can't even start without the faith that can get it moved. So the two, faith and work, go hand in hand. Faith requires work, work requires faith. The challenge for some of us is that we have done a great amount of seeing and speaking, but we've done less time walking. Walking requires courage. Walking requires a risk. And walking requires a possibility that we were wrong in our estimation. Walking is where the rubber meets the road. And you know what? Hits the fan. Walking is the actual public display of our faith. It is where we find ourselves on pay-per-view. The only one who may pay the cost of the event is us. It is where we are put on display for possible failure, falls, and faults. Walking it out opens us up to undue embarrassment from our loved ones, unwarranted scrutiny from our friends, and unjustifiable humiliation from our haters. That's why walking it out as the last step is really the hardest step, because it makes you vulnerable to everybody else. What God told me to share with all of us this morning is that the faith's primary objective, here it is, isn't to move mountains, but to move us. Faith's purpose isn't to make mountains disappear, to cause our fears to disappear. Faith ought to move you to do something. Faith should move us to prayer. Faith should move us to wise counsel. And faith should move us to make better and healthier choices. Faith should move us to let God handle our enemies. Faith should move us to being more obedient to God's word. Faith should move us to reevaluate our current circles. Faith should move us to having the hard and difficult conversations. Faith should move us to forgive others and to learn how to finally forgive ourselves. Faith moves us to stop allowing outside sources to try to heal inward issues. Faith doesn't just move mountains, but faith's primary objective is to move us to an action, to an assignment, and to an agenda. If your faith ain't moving you, it ain't faith. I don't know what 2018 looked like. What I do know is that 2019 is going to take some walking it out in order to see the mountain finally move. It's going to take some walking it out so that the obstacle becomes an opportunity, and what was once our challenge is the thing we finally see ourselves conquering. Not sure who I'm talking to that is ready for some mountains to be moved, but I pray that you will trust the process of seeing it before you see it and speaking it even when it hasn't happened, and walking in it until the mountain finally moves. I got three parts of my body I got to use to move whatever mountain that is in my way. I got to see it, I got to speak it, and I got to walk in it. Look at somebody, tell them, I got to move this mountain myself. That this going to take some effort, some faith on my own behalf to get it to move. Let's stop making everybody the reason why the mountain is still there. It's still there because you don't see it moving. It's still there because you don't speak against it moving. It's still there because you haven't done anything to make it move. If there's anything you got to learn in 2019, you got to see it for yourself, you got to speak it for yourself, and you got to walk it out for yourself. Whatever mountains need to be moved, your body going to move this mountain. Standing all over the church. Tell somebody, I'm moving this mountain.